Andy, I have so much anger inside me about all of the things that have happened. All of the preventable and unnecessary danger you, as the man who runs and operates that ballpark, put us in. I worked every single one of those parties that we have had, and even with armed police officers and a completely controlled environment, they have ended badly. You knew this, and yet you still didn't cancel it. You left us there with three unarmed security guards, one of whom asked for alcohol while on duty. You knew for an absolute fact that we were not safe when you left that ballpark that night. You may have hoped that everything would be fine, but you knew we weren't safe and allowed it to go on as planned. I told Adam so many times, it needs to be cancelled unless the police were hired to be part of the security detail. The private security detail you did have there were all drinking and not doing their job. People were coming in and out of the gates and no one was wanted to check for weapons. People were partying in the parking lot and the food was located outside the gates. You saw it there. You knew people would have to go outside the park to access that food. And you know no one should be able to leave and come back in. It's not allowed during games, so why was it allowed during what you know was a very sketchy event? The first shooter paced back and forth at least six times, wearing a hoodie and black ski mask in 80-degree weather. Drew said after the fact that he saw him but never said anything until we were watching the surveillance video. You put, name redacted by Kate, in charge of this party and he showed up to work drunk. Instead of making him leave, he was told to stay there on the job completely obliterated. That was just another responsibility and liability put on mine and Jordan and Heather's shoulders. My child, my baby, was supposed to be there. I made her go home because I knew it was not going to be safe. My only thought when that bullet flew less than a foot from my head was that my baby could have been here. I was praying in the bathroom that I was going to see my kids again. And every single bit of this could have and absolutely should have been prevented. By you. I have worked for your family and you for 12 years. I've been beyond loyal to that establishment and to your family. Through all the ups and downs, all the years I had to work 10 times harder because I wasn't given the tools or the staff to properly do my job in the most efficient manner, I've stayed loyal. Because I care about my customers, my co-workers, and even you, whether you realize it or not. When the police were asking me what the capacity for the taproom was, instead of thinking about myself and what I had just experienced, I was thinking, if I tell them it was over capacity, Andy will get in trouble. You couldn't even bother to get out of your bed to come check on us after the fact. You sent a text. You talked to, name redacted by Kate, and asked him less than 2 hours after we were inside a mass shooting if he thought we could get it cleaned up in time to have the game. And then had him announce to the staff that anyone who could help clean up, please come. That responsibility should have been given to an outside company who specializes in disaster recovery. But instead you had the very same staff who were victims of this situation cleaning it up.